And there you go, the great sound of the Smiths. And now I'm delighted to say that we are joined in the studio with Baggy. I'll call you Baggy, yeah, because everyone else calls you Baggy. And you're no stranger here to Near FM. This is your third or fourth time in. And to talk about the Rock and Road Festival. Now, last year, 3 years have just gone by so quick.
Yeah, this is our sixth year doing this.
Six. Very good. So how did it go last year? And what did you raise? And what did you buy?
Last year, we raised, it was a bit down. It was 11,000 we took in. But it was a bit of a bad weekend because it was the One Direction extravaganza that week.
Yeah.
So the whole of Drumcondra was closed off, and there was a lot of people said they weren't coming because of getting in and out of traffic, and they didn't know what time they were getting home. And then out around the country, the rain was pelting down. But funnily enough, around Drumcondra and that, it was clear, and I was posting pictures on Facebook and that site, like, there was no rain. And we didn't get a drop of rain until about 6:15, and it was about 15 minutes. But it was still, there was a good sized crowd. We bought a lot of equipment for the preschool. There's these, the chairs, they're called Jenks chairs, and they're 2,500 euros each. But they're all fully adjustable, arms, backs, legs, seats. So a lot of the children that go to the preschool don't attend every day, so they don't use the same chair every day, so it can be adjusted to use.
Okay, maybe we should talk, maybe people are just listening, they probably don't know, because we're so used to talking to you, what you do, and what, you know, the work you do down in Child Vision, which is on the Grace Park Road. People probably know it as the School for the Blind,
School for the Blind,
Child Vision now. Tell us the work you do there a little
bit. Right, well, I'm a social care worker. I work in a residential house, and we have 6 or 7 students in each house. We have 5 houses altogether. We provide services from basically newborns up to students that are about 21, 22. There's daycare, there's residential care. We have a full education school that was set up in conjunction with Ross Mini School. So the students can get all levels of education, and then we have a vocational training when they finish that, so that'll do them up till they're roughly 21, 22.
Now, years ago, I know it was for boys. Is it for boys and girls now?
Yeah, they used to call it the Asylum for Blind Boys.
Jeez. And then, and it sounds terrible, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Asylum. And they all lived in dorms in the main castle building, but they say now we have 5 houses, and there's boys, girls, we have students with visual impairment, and then we have students with learning disabilities, physical disabilities. So it's the whole range. It's kind of broadened out now a lot.
And myself and George were talking there. There's a lot going on down there, like even with the, there's like a little farm and there's horse riding. I mean, there's a lot going on. Is that still taking part?
Yeah, we had a, which was a canteen for staff, but it's been made into a coffee shop. We have a garden where the students in the different classes, age groups, work, and they plant and they harvest their herbs and vegetables and stuff. We have a pet farm, well, we call it a pet farm, but there's rabbits, goats, turkeys, sheep.
Wow.
We have an equestrian. We have an equestrian centre. We have outdoor pizza. Kitchen is for the weekends. And then we have the huge green area, which unfortunately has been sold off. But,
and is this going to be the last year, do you think?
In its present form, yes, it'll be. Say the grounds have been sold off by the Rosminian Brothers who own it, and there's going to be changes around Child Vision. But hopefully now, when I'm looking at, there's a couple of football pitches out the back that we don't know what's happening yet, and if they're still going to be left with us, then we should have space out there to do it. But if not, we're looking at
if
a couple
push
of other things.
Comes to a shove, Baggy, is there any chance you can take it elsewhere?
Well, there's 2 places close by that I've got in touch with people about, and I'm just waiting for them to get back, yay or nay. But there's one good possibility.
It's so successful, it would be an awful shame to just knock it on the head.
And see, the idea was that it was for families to have a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. It was for bands to come along and have their young children and their families see them play, because they don't get to see them play if they're gigging at night. And then I say, I'm interested in scooters. I had friends who are interested in cars and bikes, and get them all together as a family day. And I've had people in touch who say, we can make this bigger, we can make it better, we can. But when I got interested in music when I was living in Finglas, like, bands that people know would be like Aslan. Mm. They were playing on the back of a truck. And that's why we keep the truck. We don't get a big posh stage. We get a good sound system, but just keep the truck. Because all the bands that I went to see were playing in a field at a festival, something like we have. And it was our first taste of gigs, you know, and really enjoyed it, you know. And that's what I want to keep going, is that it's the people who come to it nearly know each other as a club.
It is like a club, I was just going to say that. And the atmosphere is always great. And the weather, well, for the past 2 years I've been there, has been great.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it rained at the end last year, but it always seemed to be lucky with the weather.
Yeah, and we've never had an accident. We've had ambulances there every year. We've had a couple of cut knees, and that's it. We've never had any trouble. We've people clean up after themselves because they know that they're going to be back next year, and they want don't want any hassle over.
So it's a real family day.
It's a great day.
There's a couple of acres. Throw out a blanket, bring a picnic, bring your own beer. We don't sell beer, but you can bring your own wine and beer to have. Have ice creams, Eddie Rockets, pancakes. And then the last couple of years we started market stalls. I think last year we had 35 or 36 stalls, and then they make donations to the funds as well. So
brilliant. It's a great day out, I said, for families. I mean, all age groups. And I've never seen anyone drunk even down there. I know you say bring your own beer. I haven't ever seen anyone really falling all over the place. It's a nice, just relaxing day.
No, not falling down drunk, but there's some people who enjoy the weather.
But yeah, because the weather seems to be always great. Hopefully this year. Now, it's on the 24th of May this year. And this is Sunday. You always have it on the Sunday. Is there any particular reason not having that on the Saturday?
When we were planning the first one, we were looking at finding a gap where there's not a lot of other things on is kind of hard. The following weekend is the June bank holiday, so we want to avoid that because there's a lot of stuff on. So we just decided to pick the last Sunday in May, whatever the date is. Now, this year it's not, because the last Sunday runs into the June bank holiday weekend, so we've pulled it back. But the first year we did it was actually on the 24th of May. So
it's always on that Sunday, the last Sunday.
The last Sunday
of May. So this year, tell us about the bands we're playing.
Right, well, I think the one of the parts of the furniture we have now is Clash Jam Wallop. The first year that we asked them to play, they jumped at it. And now when they come off stage every year, they say, oh, we want to play it again next year, next year, next year. And Andy, the drummer in the band, he's great. He actually gets the posters printed for us.
And the lovely posters, you're just saying, so colourful.
They're lovely, yeah.
Yeah, Ona Fortune, she designed them. She used to work in the Dice Bar. And when we actually came up with the idea of the Rock and Roll Festival, it was the two of us were chatting. There's a photo shoot cancelled and in town, and I said I'd find out by getting Child Vision for them, the backdrop of the castle. And then I suggested we get bands, and then it just kind of grew from there. But unfortunately now, Ona's living in Spain, so she doesn't get to come over for the festival anymore, but she still does the posters for us. And they've
amazing,
become collector's items. Yeah.
Very 60s kind of look about them.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
Should you ever wish to go international, I think Spain might be your first port of call. No, the posters are. It's an awful shame that this is radio and you can't see them, but
well, there's a Facebook page, there's the Rock and Roll Festival page, and all the six posters are up on that.
How much prep goes into a day like this, Becky? Because it looks fairly, it's a bloody good professional job that you do. Well done.
It's kind of, to say it runs itself now is probably understating it a bit, but generally it's, we've stuck with the same people from the first time we did it, so now it's really just, look, this is the date we're having, are you interested in doing it? There's a guy in Avtech Solutions who supplies our PA system, and when he heard we were having the event, he offered it. I didn't even have to go and ask him.
That's nice.
And now he supplies the PA system, so we just tell him the date, and none of the bands have ever complained about the PA. And for an outdoor gig, it's hard to get the sound.
Yeah,
really
the sound
good,
is always,
you know,
very good.
So yeah,
it's,
and
never
the carry's
really
great.
With that, is
there? But it's the major part is the work on the day. Like I can do everything by phone and computer and that now, and book everything, and everyone arrives. Talking to the bands, then sorting out when some of them will have gigs on the day, or some will have the night before, and you know they want to be on a bit later. But otherwise, it's the people who come and work on the day and man the gates and steward the day. I don't get to see much of it now myself because I'd be running around. But I actually enjoy just watching people enjoying the day. That's
great.
And you have a car show.
Well, it's all they're all enthusiasts who bring their cars, bikes, and scooters.
Wow.
And we have a big parking area, and we have like the Goons Car Club, we have the Lambretta Club, Vespa Club, and then there's loads of bikers. The Gutter Mutts are one that they help us on the gates, and then when we do ride outs, they come along with us. And
I was just going to say, I was in town last Sunday afternoon, and around central, you know, the central bank area.
Yeah.
There was a gang of young people there, but there was a good throng of them, say 150 maybe. And there was punks, there was mods.
And skins.
I haven't seen that in years before.
I know,
and
it's all coming back. You see a lot of
it's all coming back because I think people are so cheesed off with this manufactured pop music kind of thing.
Well, we get a good lot of them now at the. At the festival.
Yeah, I noticed that last year.
And they all get on. They don't fight, which is fantastic.
But that was, like you say, the whole thing is that where we learnt about music and bands that we liked, it was someone to just have a bit of a session somewhere, or like I say, on the back of a truck.
Mm.
And everybody was along with you. Punks, mods, skins, didn't really make any difference.
It's great to see you reviving.
It's great to see them getting on because of
this aggression
stuff.
Last week in their docks and the Harrington jackets. It's great to see them. Stay with us, Peggy. We're just going over to a break and we'll talk a little bit more.
Cheers, thanks.
And there you go. That's The Clash with London Calling, and just talking about the Rock and Road Festival and Clash Jam Wallop. And we kind of say they kind of play a lot of music that The Clash will play, yeah?
Yeah.
Very good. And, you know, as I said, they've been there every year. A lot of the bands that are on here are dedicated and they come back to you every year, don't they, to play?
Well, some of the bands would have people who are in different bands. Like, we have some of the Outsiders who are a kind of a reggae band.
Mm.
And some of them are in the Very Specials. The Tiny Vinyls, that's the band my son is in. But he played with Liz's Eva, played another year, and then he's playing as well in Paranoid Visions. He's the drummer in Paranoid Visions.
Very good.
And actually, the funny story we'd have is, I was saying to you earlier, on Deco, the lead singer, we were friends years and years ago back in Brussels.
And he
held Jamie the day that he was born. Oh, and Jamie is now coming up to 30, and now he's the drummer in Deco's band.
Well,
I don't mean Deco's
Vision
band, but
have been going like all that time.
They're legends. Are absolute punk legends. They never stopped.
No, well, they're off. They're doing a tour of America during the summer.
Are you serious?
Germany. They play Rebellion every year in Blackpool.
Wow.
And then they have regular gigs over here, and they're still putting out vinyl and CDs. But no, they do a good lot of vinyls out.
Well, vinyl's coming back as well.
Huge, yeah.
They killed all this stuff off way before its time, and they hadn't a clue what they were doing.
No, that's true. They should bring it back.
Didn't.
Well. And you have Minnie and the Illywackers.
Minnie and the Illywackers are a great band.
What type of music would that be now?
Ukulele-led band. I kind of discovered them by accident one day in Stag's Head, and then we were up in Phoenix Park, and they were playing in a tent. And the sound just caught my ears, and I went along, and they had the brass section, guitars, and say the
ukuleles are big in Frank Skinner.
Yeah, he's
Frank Skinner, the comedian, is a huge ukulele fan, and he's brought it all back because George Formby.
Yeah,
went up cleaning the windows with his little ukulele.
That sounds great.
All of that stuff is coming back though. I think the old stuff is back, and it's the amount of young people. People in their teens and their early 20s playing these kind of instruments when you think they were, you know, their days had long gone, but they haven't. I think it's amazing.
We all know, I mean, the Bionagrats are well known. They play in the Foggy Dew a lot, and they're very good.
Talk's Head and that, yeah.
And the Talk's Head. And what about Checkpoint?
Checkpoint are another three-piece power band. They play a lot with the likes of Clash Jam Wallop. We tried one Saturday night gig, we called it The Eyeball, which was on the Saturday before the Rock and Road, and they played there, and I'd say they were loud and exciting.
Bit of life anyway.
Oh, they were huge, but they play hard and fast, and they're High Lonesome. They would be going, Gem would be going towards the, how would you put these, like the rockabilly, mountain grassroots, bluegrass kind of music. Like, and again, they're very popular with a lot of the rockabilly crowd, Thomas House and places like that to play a lot.
There's a lot of that about. You think, unless until you go to the pubs, like.
Yeah, it's weird. I think Imelda May has had a huge Thomas effect.
Imelda, yeah, I suppose she probably would be, but the other one, the Dice Bar as well. Like, I hadn't been to the Dice Bar up until about 3 years ago. A friend was playing the band, I went into it, and you know, it was great. It's great atmosphere in there.
Yeah, well, there's places around now that have, like, a lot of rockabilly nights. One of the girls who was DJing for us, but she can't do it this year, Christine McQuillan, she was had her bop shop, she called it, in the Dice Bar for Sunday nights, and then that finished, but now she was snapped up by the Grand Social. So Sunday night now on the Grand Social.
There's nothing like a live band, though. I mean, I cannot, I know I love the music they make, but I cannot for the life of me understand why anybody would want to go and see a DJ play for 3 hours.
Well,
what do they do? Do they press buttons or do they not?
It's a whole culture of people who want to listen to
certain music,
the original music, and you're not going to hear. Some people don't like listening to tribute bands.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who do. But, like, I think that a DJ, like, especially, in my experience, rockabilly and Northern Soul.
Mm.
Like, Northern Soul, although it's bands, it's a lot of that music was produced in studios, and the people never had a band to go out and tour with. It was only to make the record. Mm.
So have you seen the film? I want to go and see the film. Lisa Stansfield is in it. It's
yeah,
with the Northern
Soul Boy
for the early 70s. Have you seen it?
Soul Boy. It's on Sky Movies at the moment.
And what about yourself? Have you been involved in a band?
Yeah. I dabbled. I dabbled.
And so on the day, like, we have so many bands, like, and it's on from 12 o'clock till 8 in the evening. So
yeah,
you kind of think, I mean, there's something going to be on every hour, but there's continuous music on for all them hours. I mean, and there's so much as well for face painting and jumping castles for kids. So
it's,
won't be bored.
No, it's a whole thing. As I say, the Facebook page is the Rock and Road Festival, and there's photographs of it. We have Barry's Balloons, who have a huge, huge, biggest bounty castle array I've ever seen in my life. There's a lady who comes along and she does the pottery painting for kids if you want to set them off. Then, as you said, there's the animal farm, there's the garden centre. We have plenty of food available, stalls. So you bring your own food and drink. Alcohol is acceptable, but it's not for sale.
Yeah. And bring your blankets on. And hopefully this year it'll be lovely weather again. And it's only €10 in for adults, and children go free, which is brilliant.
Well, we used to have it at €5 and that, but then as the numbers went up, things changed with insurance and stuff like that. So
it's well worth it. I mean, if you're going out as a family, like, only paying for the adults and you bring the kids free, it's great.
Well, we averaged out, we raise about 15,000 a year, so I think we're up to, I think it's 72,000 so far.
How important is that money to you, Dave? That's massive. It sounds like a massive sum of money.
I could tell it's not a massive sum of money because what's been cut from the HSE. Is ridiculous. And as I say, I'm involved in organising this, but I also work there, and I see the difference that it makes. Like, we buy little things that are, say, like suckers for under plates, so that we hold a dinner plate in place for the child,
which
costs
a couple
of euros. Expensive,
Well, it's not that they're expensive, but you need to buy them in numbers.
Yeah.
Particular kinds of cutlery. There's guards that go around the back of a plate, so if a blind child is scooping their food up off it, it scoops it back onto the spoon, and then I say up to the expense of things like the chairs. The nurse's station was an old part of a building that didn't have proper water, and I was working in Child Vision for 4 or 5 years before I realised that there was no proper fresh drinking water for the children to take their medication with. So now they have a water filtration system with a machine. So, and there's two of those in now. But when you have children who are sickly and you're giving them medication, you need to have clean water.
And many children actually stay in the building there, like
in residential.
Yeah.
There's about 35 regular. But then the preschool has, I couldn't tell you the number because they come in and out all day, every day.
Now, is that the only facility we have in Ireland? Or is this just in Dublin?
No, Child Vision is the only centre for visually impaired and blind children in Ireland.
And the you think the government couldn't fund it?
Well, we have a unit, the Braille unit, that does all the Braille and large print books for everyone in Ireland who needs them. That's school books, leisure books. Like, we have a library, we have audio books, and all that has to come through us. So every time a child moves, we have there's a lot of children who are in mainstream school around the country. And when they have to get their books made into Braille or large print, you take it, you get a novel for English or a play, and it's just a little pocket-sized book. But by the time it's brailled up and large print, you're talking like 3 or 4 folders.
Yeah.
Because it has to be that big. Each word maybe like could be 3 or 4 inches long instead of a couple of millimetres. So it's huge.
And there's so much work going on down there. Like I said, I know it from when I grew up. I lived down the road from it, and we used to go on a Friday night. They had a little discos there, and we used to go down at Christmas time to help do the Christmas cards.
Yeah.
But there's so much going on now, and as I said, like it was very dismal years ago, very old.
It was, yeah.
You know, it's brighter now, and the gardens around it is great. And I suppose the work you do and everyone else down there seems to be, you know, it's great, the improvements. But still in all, you still need more money. You know, that's why you do this. What other, apart from the Rock and Roll, is there any other fundraising that goes on throughout the year?
Well, they have a couple of family open days running through June and July. But again, I don't know how that's going to run this year because if the builders are in, and we don't know when they're going to start yet. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then they, like you say, the Christmas card thing, they run every year. They do Christmas trees,
Christmas cards.
And like all the other organisations, they have standing orders and whatever. But they have their own website, or we have our own website. It's Child Vision, and Facebook page, and everything comes up on that. But we have a charity shop on site.
Do you?
It's doing pretty well.
Oh God.
The cafe and the garden centre.
That looks lovely.
It's great. Yeah.
It's outdoor pizza. It's lovely. Yeah. It looks gorgeous.
I think the charity shops are a great idea because you can pick up some amazing bargains there, and some great CDs as well, and some of them.
Yeah. Well, we have a set up for schools and clubs who want to do tours around.
Oh, really?
Child Vision, and they're shown. We have these special set of glasses that replicate different eye problems. So you can go around with the glasses on and see how the student uses it.
And you experience that for the first time in your life because it's obviously if you have vision, you wouldn't know.
So what are they hoping to build on where the actual Rock and Roll Festival takes place? Like, because it's a lovely area.
Houses.
It's a house.
Yeah.
That's a shame, isn't it? Because
it's from plans we've seen. There were plans a couple of years ago until the recession hit. And now there's a company has bought them and revised it. So there was supposed to be high rise, well, I think it was 5-story flats. But now I think they've changed all that. So it's supposed
to be a big building there. That must be a listed building.
Yeah, it is. The castle is. Now, what happens? We'll have all the buildings for, I think it's 35 years or something like that. So.
Yeah. And is there what is in that building, the one that's actually on the grounds of the Rock and Roll? It's the big red building. Has that been used?
That's where the preschool and there's a creche and the castle building, then is all the admin offices and stuff like that.
Looks lovely. Stay with us, Steve. I'm just going to go off to put in for music and then we'll go back and talk a little bit more. There you go. Great sound of The Cure, and we're joined in the studio here with Baggy talking about the Rock and Roll Festival, which is taking place on the 24th of May, and as I said, this is the 6th year it's going.
Yeah, 6th year. I'd say time flies.
It does fly. It does. I know. I think you've been this year 3rd or 4th year at time when we was talking about it, and we were just talking about time going by so quick. As you get older, it just flies by. But there's a whole list of different bands, which it starts at 12 and goes on till 8, but there's so much more as well. We're talking about for children, I mean, any age child really, with Jumping Castles, it's teenagers. There's something for everyone, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I think one of the good points of it is that we've loads of off-road parking, so there's no vehicles moving around the area. It's one big open field, paddock, if you like, and wherever the kids are, it's hemmed by trees. You can see where they are, and
very
there's plenty of space for everybody. Yeah.
I know that about 2 years ago there was a horse and carriage round. They brought you around the ground. Yeah. Are they going to be there this year? They were very good.
We got in touch with them. They never answered to come back. I think they're too busy and around town with all the tourists now.
That was very good, actually. Yeah. But there is loads going on, and I said if you get bored, you can go to see the animals.
You can indeed. There's plenty of them, and like it's a good space to walk around. That's
as you see on the posters here, Dave. It says, I think it's an amazing price for a whole day. Adults €10, and children are free, so you don't pay for the kids.
Yeah,
no,
I think it's amazing.
Well, I think the thing that makes it workable is that all the bands play for free, the DJs play for free, yeah. And then say the way we raised the funds as people paying at the gate. Now there was one guy 2 years ago, he came up to the gate and he was having a look in. He had a child in the pram and there was someone on the gate and he was saying, I don't have any money on me. And, you know, it would have been easy to turn him away. He said, No, go on in. I said, sure. It's only a couple of quid. Go in, take the kids in. And on the way back out, he stuck a piece of paper in the bucket and it was a cheque for €250.
Really?
His wife had sent him down to give us the cheque. But like, if I had to turn him away,
he would have got it.
You know, so it's all the thing. It is about the people. It's not necessarily all about the money. It's to have the bit of crack as well.
It is, and it is a great day, and hopefully you'll get the weather for it this year as you usually do. But if DJs on, then the DJs come on after the bands finish,
well, they play in between sets,
but so like keep the crowd going.
We'll have one or two acoustics then well between the sets, so it's just to keep.
And it's great giving kids a chance as well. Like you said, might have a few kids that are just starting off playing one or two songs and to get out there and people to hear.
There's always a chance for you, Debbie. If you're looking for somebody to get them out of the paddocks that night at about 8 o'clock, you can get Debbie to
and sing and everyone
or have some kind of a super group or something going. I'll do backing vocals for somebody if anybody's watching.
But it's great, even the, as I said, there's cars, bikes and that, but all vintage type cars.
It's all enthusiasts, and like coming from the scooter background myself, I know the time and the money and the blood, sweat and tears people put into their vehicles, whatever they are. And they come along, they're very proud.
Yeah, show off their scooters. But it is great seeing. It's great to see the old cars. I mean, my son came along last year and he's mad about cars.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't believe there's some lovely cars.
Yeah.
And
well,
lovely scooters as well.
It's when you get some of the vehicles and they're brought back to full restoration, you know, it's great. But then when you see another one beside it, and it's, as the Italians call it, originale, you do nothing with it. If the paint wears off, you let the paint wear off, you don't change anything, just keep it running and let it age gracefully.
Do they have vintage cars like that, or
I'm sure they do.
Do they pass? Like, they're so old. I have to find that one out.
I don't drive cars, so I have no.
Do you never drive a car?
Well, I was taught to drive, but I just never took.
You like
to
your bikes?
Yeah.
Anyway, we have to finish off because it's coming to the end of the show. But just to remind people one more time, it's starting the Rock and Road Festival down in Childfish and just on the Grace Park Road, Sunday the 24th of May. What's the Facebook page as well?
It's Rock and Road Festival. It's 2014. They wouldn't let us change the name over, but it's still Rock and Road Festival 2014. But all the 15
and
stuff
is
on it. And all the photographs of the previous year, so people can see what they're in for.
Brilliant.
That's Facebook's ridiculous thing. You can only change your name 5 times, isn't it?
Well, when you get over so many people on a page, you can't change the name on it.
Oh,
no.
That's silly.
So instead of setting up a new one and just change.
And even if you can't make it on the day, and if you want to donate any money to the to Child Vision, is there a
childvision.ie is the website, and then they have their own, we have our own, I keep saying, but Child Vision have their own Facebook page and they put all their information up of events and services.
And hopefully you'll come back and tell us how much you raised this year and what it went for.
I'd be delighted to.
Okay,
thanks
Dave,
very much
for
having me.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.